Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Dungeons & Dives is brought to you this week by Bespoke Post. This spring, the best box you're going to open up is the Bespoke Post box. The box of awesome is filled with carefully chosen gear from the best small brands from around the world. I just got mine
today. You got some jams.
Jams and jellies. I got a delightful Keen's paste. A chair said I should throw on a quesadilla.
A quesadilla?
With some Keen's paste.
Keen's quesadilla is quite good.
The Box of Awesome has you covered. To get started and be eating like a king like I will be, to get started, take the quiz at boxofawesome.com. Your answers help them pick the right Box of Awesome for you.
I got some little sticks. They smelled real good. It was like not incense,
just
but
sticks?
It's like the little sticks that you put them in the room and they make the room smell good.
Was that the only thing in them?
There was like a little thing that you put the sticks in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like a diffuser.
A diffuser. That's what it is. It's the sticks that make your room smell good.
Sticks that make it. What are you talking? It's free to join and they release new items every month. They release new flavored sticks every month across a ton of different categories. When you become a member, you have access to seller discounts across a plethora of products too. We're talking about 30% or more sometimes. Plus, with each Box of Awesome, you're supporting small businesses. 90% of everything that comes in your Box of Awesome is from a small up-and-coming brand. You're used to this by now. Free to sign up, skip a month, cancel anytime. Get a free mystery gift with your first monthly shipment when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code DUNGEONS at checkout. This is such a mystery gift, we don't even know what it is. So tell us what it is. The boxofawesome.com code DUNGEONS for a free mystery
gift. Can I get this mystery gift as a member of the podcast? Do I have to sign up for it?
You're going to have to sign up at Box of Awesome.
I've never wanted to know something so bad as what this mystery gift is.
Box of Awesome.
It better not be my jean jacket, Bespoke Post. It better not be everyone's getting a copy of my cool jean jacket that I got from Bespoke Post.
Why is it they made it like the Will Campos edition?
I'm already wearing the Will Campos edition.
Boxofawesome.com, code DUNGEONS. Dungeons & Dives is brought to you this week by Greenlight. As your kids are getting older, some things about parenting get easier. Like what?
You don't have to clean their poop out of their butt.
Hopefully. Yeah. Hopefully.
But, Will, you know what is coming up?
What?
Money conversations. And the fact is, kids won't really know how to manage their money until they're actually in charge of it, and that's where Greenlight can help. Greenlight is a debit card and money app made for families. Parents can send money to their kids and keep an eye on kids' spending and saving.
Freddie, I plan on teaching my son everything he needs to know about money by absolutely destroying him in a game of Monopoly that goes for 10 hours.
Well, maybe put away the Monopoly board and go with the Greenlight app, where you can teach your kid how to learn to save, invest, and spend wisely thanks to games. That's a game. Yeah, it's got games to teach money skills.
Does it have Wall Street Kid on there? I love
In
Wall Street
fun,
Kid.
In a fun, accessible way.
Hate to break it
Finally,
to you,
Finally, a way to avoid Gen Alpha putting all their money down the skibbity toilet.
The Greenlight app also includes a chores feature where you can set up one-time or reoccurring GATs customized to your family's needs and reward kids with allowance for a job well done. Did you guys get paid an allowance when you were a kid?
Yep.
What was the allowance? I had to mow the lawn.
I had to empty the dishwasher, and then like that was it. I think for
that's what all you had to do, Beth.
You just had to mow the lawn.
I had the big lawn. Suburbs.
Big
dishwasher.
I had a lot of chores. It wasn't like one chore. It was like I just had to clean.
My parents had kind of Skinner box thing going on where like I would just do chores and occasionally I would get to buy something. And that was the real way to keep your kid doing those chores.
The intermittent reward thing.
Yeah, exactly.
I learned like a little dog. Yeah.
We go to the mall. Maybe we go to KB Toys. Maybe not.
Millions of parents and kids are learning about money on Greenlight. It's the easy, convenient way for parents to raise financially smart kids and families to navigate life together.
Did you tell me there's an easy, convenient way to raise kids?
Financially responsible kids.
Financially responsible ones. Sign up for Greenlight today and get the first month free when you go to greenlight.com/dungeons. That's greenlight.com/dungeons to try Greenlight for free. Greenlight.com/dungeons.
Dungeons & Daddies is a rowdy, horny, violent podcast for grown-ups. Content warnings can be found in the episode description.
All the sharks are out, but Glenn Close and his business partner refuse to leave the studio after pitching an elevator that goes faster the faster you press the button.
Can, Can I explain that one more time?
It's
an elevator that goes faster when you press.
It's all nonsense across the board.
Hey, Mark, you're f***ing nonsense, man. This is gold. Better than gold. Better than the golden elevator. It's a fast elevator.
You're such a con artist.
Oh, yeah. Says the dude telling people the Mavs had a chance of winning this year. Oh, yeah. That's right. Music cue, bitch. So let me just talk to the ladies. Laurel, Barbie, you two look like you want to jump back on the Glenn train.
I find your presentation is exhausting and complicated.
What is complicated about it? It's an elevator that goes faster the more you press the button.
I couldn't imagine having the energy to deal with
this. This doesn't sound very positive, Barbara.
I'm out.
Lori, excuse my fellow elevator man here. He is simply excited about this world-changing opportunity. Is there any way we could convince you that the passion we have for this elevator that goes faster the faster you push the button is directly correlated to the quality of said elevator?
How did you come up with this idea?
It's about time one of you assholes took interest. So, I was pressing the elevator button really fast, but nothing was happening. And I thought, let's make millions of dollars.
And now you have an opportunity to make those millions with us.
I'd say things are either heroes or zeros. For me, this is a nowhere Nero. I'm out.
Whatever, man, we don't need you.
But we do need her.
You're a combination of spontaneous combustion and ADD mixed together.
Thank you. No, I appreciate
I'm
that.
I'm not kidding. It's very difficult to listen to you.
Does that mean you're back in?
I believe this technology works because I've seen it work. Your valuation is crazy.
First of all, let's leave the skepticism.
Wonderful's back in, motherfucker.
You want to get a deal? Explain to me why you're worth $14 million.
Well, Mr. Wonderful, the truth is I'm not. I'm worth $14 billion, motherfucker. Whatever, we don't need any of you, Ron. Come on, let's
you're
go.
You're a get the
I'm an asshole? Yeah, I'd rather be a fucking idiot. Fuck you guys, we're out of here. Come on, Ron, let's go.
Gentlemen, is there any chance you would make a deal without Glenn?
Wait, what?
Welcome to Dungeons & Daddies, not a BDSM podcast. A Dungeons & Dragons podcast. There, I said it. It's a podcast where we play Dungeons
and
Dragons.
Pretty ballsy to do it once D&D walked everything back.
This episode's going to come out in like 2 weeks, and it's already been a month or whatever.
Yeah,
like,
it's already too late.
The news has already moved on. What fresh controversies can there be to fill our days? Who knows?
We're about to create one.
My name is Freddie Wong. I play Taylor Swift.
You do?
Not anymore.
I played Taylor Swift.
R.I.P.
The former cool guy rogue
Never
of
said
the
he died.
Podcast.
I just said his head got cut off.
Oh, okay. That's true. You have like, didn't the weirdo do that excise experiment where he went up to like, during the French Revolution, like, hey.
Sir, anything to say?
Well, he was like telling people to
your
blink.
Your head's been cut off. Anything to report?
Was like, light. Blink. As
are you mad at me?
Are you mad at me? Please don't be mad at me. I play Taylor Swift. The cool, icy cool ranger teen.
The icy cold dead ranger teen.
6 feet under and loving it. Taylor's teen fact this week. This is not how Taylor imagined he would have died.
Okay.
How did Taylor imagine he would die?
Not like this.
Oh, really? I felt like this is exactly how Taylor would like to imagine he would die, which is like some enemy cutting his head off from behind. Like,
no, because
no, only if it was like at the end of a thing
battle.
And then like the door opened and he just closed his eyes and knew who it was.
Mm.
And he's like, make it quick or whatever.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Cool.
Like, it's like,
yeah.
I knew you'd betray me like this, but I shall, you know, whatever. That'd
like
be
Taylor,
cooler than...
Taylor's head, he dies in a freeze frame similar to how like.
Sort of Doom ends?
No, not sort of Doom. Like all the episodes of JoJo's ends.
Mm.
But instead of the to be continued, it just says, it's over. And then
okay.
Yes, fucking roundabout by Yes, fucking plays hella hard, you know, that bass line. Holy shit, Anthony.
Yeah, holy shit, Anthony.
I've seen JoJo.
Hey, everybody. My name is Matthew Arnold. I play Lincoln Lee Wilson, the protective paladin of the group.
Not so good.
And the schooled at home soccer kid who's the protective paladin of the group. Really quick fact about Lincoln. Is his favorite animal is the caterpillar. There's caterpillars in his backyard. It's kind of the only animals they got. And he likes them, and he always tells them, like, you're good as you are. You don't got to become a butterfly.
Stop.
He's always sad.
Is it just because they have a lot of little feet?
Well, they're fuzzy. Yeah.
Is that it?
I was going to say, is it the roly-poly because it turns into a little soccer ball?
Nah, I think he does like those. But they're fuzzy. They're content. They eat leaves. They don't hurt anybody. And then they don't leave him, whereas the butterflies fly away.
Wow. Oh, you also forgot, Matt. Link is the pubescent teen of the group.
Oh, yeah.
He's got
well,
his,
I mean, that's part of it.
Drop.
Puberty is more than just the voice drop.
is part of it.
Other things drop.
Well, nice. He's not 50 yet.
Wait, what are you talking about? Hard stop. Wait, go ahead, shift this podcast into reverse and back up a few feet really quick. We just passed the sign.
I'm 36. I no longer I'm concerned about when my balls drop the first time. I'm concerned about how they're going to continue to drop as I get older.
I was just imagining a world where you, this age, still have your balls inside your torso. Yeah. And just kept waiting, like,
Link does because they're extra protection in a soccer match. He doesn't want them out there.
Yeah, he's like Pai Mei. He can do it on command.
Matt, you could probably get a little protective sling to.
Every day, Link goes on Google and Googles how to keep your balls inside your body.
Undrop balls, question mark?
Do they have to drop, question mark?
Wow. I'm Will Campos. I play normally Lee Oak Swallows Garcia, the mixed up mascot kid who doesn't know who he is anymore. Teen fact about Normal this week. The Normal celebrates every instrument in the marching band except the bass clarinet.
Because
that's not a clarinet. That's a clarinet just trying to be a fucked up saxophone. Get back. Come on. Come on, bass clarinet. Be a clarinet. Stop trying to be a saxophone. Get out of there.
What would he like? Would he like no bass clarinet?
What he would like is the bassoon. He thinks the bassoon is one of the most dignified instruments in the orchestra, but they don't let the bassoon in the marching band.
Why not?
Because it's too dangerous.
Probably really hard to play walking around.
It's got a little fiddly, expensive
mouthpiece.
It's
too dangerous. When you start playing it, you just get the killing vibe.
Yeah, I guess. Hi, I'm Beth May, and I play Scary Marlo.
She's
goth
fine.
Punk betrayer teen. Seeker of darkness, not
Finder
like the
darkness.
Other. Yeah, like joiner of darkness, who is not like the other warlocks. Fun fact about Scary this week is that how long has it been since Tony died in universe?
A couple days, yeah.
The last 48 hours have been the best of her life since before Terry Jr. joined her family. Nobody questioning her decisions, telling her what to do, arguing arbitrarily with her. Nobody bringing feelings into it unless they're like really dark, really metal, cool, dark, dark feelings.
Even better than the parent you need is the parent that you want.
No, I get that. I get that. She's not like at the I've eaten too much ice cream yet. She's just at the I'm eating ice cream now. For
yeah, she's just full ice cream right now.
Yeah, it's a good time.
Yeah.
It's
me reaping in the me reaping.
Yeah,
and
it's so a re-reaping moment. Yeah.
She's currently in the fuck around
so,
phase.
Yes, the x-axis of that before... Wait.
So you're not in the find out phase.
Yeah, not in the find out. But, you know, like on the graph.
Yeah, finding out would be why.
Is the why.
So it's a pretty straight line on the bottom of the graph right now.
You often do find out why.
Okay.
Ooh, nice.
That's fun.
All right.
What a delight.
Man, I'm on fire this episode.
No, that's a
great
good joke.
Bass clarinet joke.
A lot of sensible chuckles from Will jokes.
Well, I think you'd be a good high school teacher with your jokes.
Just tell me you want me off the podcast.
No, I think
you'd be a great missionary with your jokes.
I think you'd be good anywhere other than here, honestly.
You consider travel.
I'm Anthony. I'm your dad.
Hey, Dad.
Hi.
My dad fact this week is that if you subscribe to our Patreon a certain tier, then every like quarter or something like that, you get to do something we call the Vizier Chat, where you ask questions about the campaign and where it's been going and what I've been thinking, what's coming next and all that kind of stuff. And I'll answer questions like, was the Doodler always going to be a sympathetic like teen character? Or like, hey, when did you know that Peyton was going to be Daryl's dad? Or, and this one word for word was asked of me in the last one, it seems like you're really addicted to validation, but you can't accept praise. Why is that?
Wow.
So yeah, if you want to ask
therapist don't
like,
part
like
of
you
Patreon.
Should be paying these people for these questions.
No, that's some heavy hitter.
It was a good one.
So to catch up where we last left off, you had grabbed the amplifier from Daddy's HQ. Your dad's tried to stop you from getting involved in any of this at all. You decided to rebel.
Yeah, a little late for that. They literally gave us the job.
Well, I mean, now they're taking it back.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean,
the substitute doesn't stay
isn't
around.
It?
You beached the super intelligent whale, Jimmy Wales, who blocked the staircase.
Which does not need water to breathe, which we found out.
Yeah, turns out mammals don't need water to breathe.
Sparrow can summon wall of water, so it's fine, probably.
It's fine.
It might not be dead.
No. Yeah.
Also,
no.
We don't know if Larkin Sparrow are okay. They got knocked unconscious.
Yeah, but they got, like, knocked game unconscious, not real life unconscious.
Yeah, they're not drowning because they can't. And then as you were leaving Daddy's HQ trying to figure out what to do next, using the power of looking casual, both Willie and Scary managed to sneak up on you. Willie put his arm around Taylor's neck and then removed his head from his neck. Taylor, what do you do?
I probably...
That's good DMing, folks. It's just giving your players options.
So you find, Taylor, that as your head is cut from your
neck, I still have control of like my eyes and my brain and stuff. Yeah.
And a couple of things happen in very quick succession. Number one, you realize you have full control of your eyes and mouth and nose and ears. Two, it didn't hurt at all. Everybody else notices there is no blood. It was just like a perfect, just like... And three, a portal from hell opens and your biological father, Nick Foster, comes out with fire and rage in his eyes that only increase in intensity and heat as he sees your headless body just sort of standing there. It doesn't even fall over.
Okay, so let me ask you this. As I'm coming off with the imparted torque of the surprise of someone behind me, of my head getting cut off, I would probably be trying to look over my shoulder as my head was getting cut off, which means that I've been parted of sort of rotational movement. Can I try and bite the hand that cut my head off?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give me a sleight of hand. We'll assume it's sleight of mouth.
Sleight of head.
Sleight of head.
Sounds
no one.
We've nice. All
no
been
one.
There.
Even, no
one.
Hold.
Hold. That's what I'm saying when I'm getting.
Well, you were the one to do it.
6 + 1 = 7.
So you just chomp it fucking open air.
You bite your tongue. That's on top of everything.
Can I talk?
Yeah,
I'm
you can talk.
I'm probably screaming as I'm going down. Like, whoa, what the hell?
Yeah. Norm's definitely screaming. Yeah. He's like, ah!
So now my head has now impacted the...
I want to call out Matt's half-hearted.
I don't know how this new link would scream yet. I have to get into it.
You just have the energy of Daria gesturing at the volleyball in the opening.
So when my head hits the ground, I'm going to go, ooh. And then do I hear myself speak when I hit the ground?
Yes. Your vocal cords somehow still work.
Get a, ah, what the... Ah!
I'm gonna swing at Willie.
Yeah, me too. I'm gonna fucking go. This is go time.
Okay, both of you swing.
I'm gonna cast Guiding Bolt. And wait, what level are we now?
Sorry, that reminds me. I had told you via Discord, but I should remind you on air.
Yeah.
You level up after Tonya Pepperoni died because one of the anchors
getting
destroyed.
I think we're level 7 then?
Yeah, we're level 7 now.
I'm about to be level 12.
Holy shit.
I was building a boss the whole time.
Holy shit, you're right.
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm level 11.
I cast Guiding Bolt at the 4th level on Willie.
Okay.
That is a 14.
Okay. You shoot it at him, and he is going to take the knife that he used to cut Taylor's head off, and he's going to bing and, like, knock it back like you're Ganon and he's Link.
Damn!
And it goes over your shoulder the other way and barely misses you. Also, if anybody would like to roll either Perception or Arcana...
I will roll Perception as I'm mid-scissor kick, trying to get my cleats right to his head.
Okay.
I'm doing Divine Smite on my shoes. Oh, my hit DC is 22.
Okay, so yeah, your cleat hits him right in the fucking face and makes a bunch of little pockmarks in his otherwise ruggedly handsome visage, and blood starts to come out of one of his eyes. What spell slot did you use?
I have a second level spell slot.
That's all you have?
Yeah, first level and second level.
Okay, so then you're recasting it with your second level, which means that you rolled an additional D8 because that's one level above first level.
First level. Oh, there we go. Okay, cool. That's 14 damage.
Okay.
That's a pretty good kick.
Yeah, so his head snaps back with the force of the kick. Now,
and I roll Perception because when you're in the middle of a scissor kick, you're always...
Time slows down.
Yeah. Time slows down. You got adrenaline rushing through your veins.
13.
You can tell with your 13, which is okay but not great, that the knife that he used to cut Taylor's head off is magical, and he stole it from Daddy's HQ. Okay.
It's got a little item tag on it.
Property of. Yeah,
property of. HQ.
Right.
It's got a little QR code for the checkout system.
So, as mentioned earlier, a portal to hell, a circle of fire and flames that seems to rip through the dimensions, sears into existence behind you. Nick Foster, the one-armed, cool-looking rock and roll, like, kind of a cop, but not really, kind of a rocker, but not really, biological father of Taylor Swift comes out, sees his son's headless...
Avenge me!
I'm gonna have him roll to try and figure out what's going on when you said that.
That's true, because normally you don't expect the person with their head cut off to tell you to, like, avenge them.
Can I pick up his head?
You've done enough right
just
now.
Just don't kick it.
I'm gonna kick it. I'm gonna talk to it.
So
you should have to roll to resist the urge to kick it.
Yeah, Link, roll a wisdom saving throw.
Especially because there's a giant flaming goal behind you.
Yeah. You're telling me a giant opening just opened up and there's a
I'm
ball?
Only going to accept this because I'm in the middle of a scissor kick and because there's a goal in front of me. I feel like my instincts, my killer striker instincts, I got 7 wisdom checks.
Yeah, great. So you land that bicycle kick and then like you perfectly like hit and roll and then the second you get back up, bam, you kick Taylor's head directly into hell.
Whoa! Link, what are you doing?
Wait. Taylor, I'm coming for you. And I just dive in and I run after the head. I'm sorry.
Taylor says, "Avenge me," and then his head just sails past Nick
into
the portal. To
Oh, so what Nick hears is, "Avenge me."
Also, whenever you kick a goal, you always got to follow through in case there's a deflection. So yeah, Link is definitely already running after the ball he kicked.
Right, that's fine. Now we'll say you make it. You leap through the portal into hell. So Nick unsheathes his flaming sword and runs screaming at Willy, the weapon held high in his hand. Willy is going to bum rush Nick and tackle him to the ground. And then he looks to you, Scary, and he says, "Go break that anchor. I'll take care of him. I'll handle this."
Are you sure?
Yeah, I mean, it's me. And as he says that, the sword cuts into his face against the exact same part of his face where the spikes from Lincoln's cleats hit. It cuts his face fucking wide open. And he goes like, "It'll be fine. It'll be fine." And then he turns and he raises his sword and he cuts Nick's remaining arm off.
What?
All right, Blue Skidoo, we should too. Scary hops into hell.
So it's Normal and Taylor's body are currently on the other side, with Nick and Willy.
You hear like, "Get the body." So Link say,
"What's happening with my body? Is it just standing there?"
It's just standing there. You can't control it. It's just standing there.
Frozen in the position right before my head got cut off?
Yeah.
Or is it just like kind of like in a T-pose? Like, what is it?
It is in the position you were in.
It's
before your head got off.
It's T-posed.
All right, it's T-posed.
It's rigid.
It is rigid and T-posed.
Went back to its animation default.
I'm looking to see if I have a grow arms back spell, but I don't think I do.
If you want to roll perception also, I will give you that opportunity. Ooh. Since you're the only one here to see this.
Okay. Well, I got a 15.
Okay, so with a 15, slightly better, but not amazing, you can tell that there's no blood spurting from the wounds. The cut seems to be entirely clean.
Mm-hmm.
And just like with Taylor, you didn't hear Nick cry out in pain at all.
Well, at least it didn't hurt.
Yeah. You get the feeling it's got something to do with the knife and not something to do with Willy.
Okay.
And not have something to do with how cool and like pain tolerant Taylor is.
No, it's not. You're not special. If there's one thing I want you to take from this, is that you're not special.
I don't know.
I'm going to look at Nick and I'll be like, Taylor's dad, do you need help?
He ignores you entirely. He's too busy headbutting Willy. And like trying to bite into his fucking carotid artery with his teeth.
Okay, it seems like you got it. You guys do a whole. All right, good. Go team. And I cast Bless on Nick.
And he goes, "I'm from hell. Ow!
Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, fuck." I freak out and dive into the portal.
Okay, leaving Taylor's body behind. Great.
Yeah. Oh, no, I grabbed Taylor's body.
No. You said what you said.
You panicked.
I panicked.
You panicked.
I'm just a head.
Yeah.
Anthony saw that I was too OP, and so he decided to try and nerf me.
Are we in hell now?
Yeah, you're all going through the portal to hell.
I roll to grab Taylor's head.
Ooh, okay, opposed.
And I dove in first.
Opposed sleight of hand.
Opposed soccer.
I literally said it before you.
It doesn't matter. You're doing an opposed roll simultaneously.
I got a 6.
10.
Just as Scary is reaching out to grab Taylor right by his greasy hair, you manage
greasy.
To grab... You
manage he has to a grab, hat on. He has a pork pie hat on. It's yeah, greasy.
Something comes in from the funny. Beginning. You reach out to grab him by his pork pie hat. Link, you manage to grab him by the jaw, his open mouth, and you hook your fingers into his...
I got him like a bowling ball, like a thumb and mouth, and two fingers up the nose.
Great.
Perfect. I was thinking you could do the rainbow. Like, you know,
no, that's how I got you. I got you like bowling ball, Freddy.
I thought you were a soccer player.
I mean, but, you know, he bowls too.
He bowls too?
Everybody in high school goes bowling.
It's a good night out with your dad. What are you talking about? You can bowling. Just because he plays soccer doesn't mean he can't literally do anything else.
It's just the only thing he ever talks about.
Yeah.
Are we surrounded by, like, flames?
Yeah,
like, what is that?
Yeah, so right now you're all going through a tunnel that is basically just a big old tube encased in flames that are swirling around you infinitely.
Like Alice in Wonderland style? Like
yeah,
we're
pretty
falling.
Much. Yeah, you're going through an Alice in Wonderland. Like, if it's a PS2 game, this is where they load the next level while they still play an animation.
I throw the pork pie hat into the flames.
What the fuck?
Trust me, buddy. That's the best thing I've ever done for you as a friend.
What the fuck, Scary?
Yeah, what the hell, Scary? What are you doing?
Scary. I tried. Wait,
well,
no,
friend,
I
you
guess.
You got my finger in your mouth.
Okay, sorry.
Look at his head. What did you do?
Rink,
you're the worst.
Rink,
you have nothing to say?
Rink.
I take my fingers out of my mouth and I hold the head like at your head so that you two are face to face.
Link, throw me at her.
No, I don't know what
throw
she's going to do.
Throw me at her as hard as you can.
Tell her how you feel. Just tell her she sucks.
Hey, Scary. What the fuck?
Guys,
look
so
at
you
this.
Hear Normal ahead of you. He's like, I think we can talk about this in a second, but first we should probably watch out because we're about to hit the ground.
You get to do one more thing.
Scary, you have something to
as
say
as you
for
begin
yourself.
To hear the crackling of hellfire turn into the telltale sound of chestnuts roasting on an open fire and jingle bells surrounding you. And as the fire around you begins to turn from a fire into sort of a blue cold flame that then begins to make you a little bit chilly, you have one more thing you can do before the portal ends and you land in.
Okay, what I want to do is I want to take my knee-high soccer socks that I'm wearing and strap Taylor's head to my shoulder.
Right.
So it's like, so like, you know, I need to hold on to him.
Yeah.
But what, I want to keep my hands free.
So what part of Taylor is getting
you? Got to put like, him in your belly like Krang from Ninja Turtles.
Is it like, is it like around his eyes or his nose?
It's
or like
two socks. Like literally think about it this way, Anthony.
Yeah.
It's like two baby straps. It's like shoulder around the head and then around the other armpit around the head.
So that would be above you. So my head would be sitting
it's on
top
my shoulder. You're like a parrot.
I was going to say you should just put his head in the sock and then poke a couple eye holes out of it.
But then what's what?
You
where?
Just carry him around.
No, I need my hands free for combat. I need my hands free for combat.
So just swing him around.
Yeah, like I was saying, I have news for you, which is you have a brand new melee weapon.
Oh, shit. It's pretty cool. That can still happen. But yeah, he's strapped to my shoulder.
That's fun. So very suddenly, the portal around you dissipates and you hit the ground hard. The ground is snowy and actually very soft landing for all of you.
Ow.
She's back.
As you look around, you can see that there is a decently long line in front of you leading to a couple of flaming gates. The flaming gates seem to have no effect on the snow surrounding them. And standing next to the gates is someone in a red outfit with a big white beard. But I assume you're going to want to yell at each other first, so go ahead and do that now.
A good DM knows his party.
So, do you guys have anything to say?
Do we have anything to say, young lady?
You got someone killed! And me.
Look at his head. What the frick, Scary?
How would you feel if someone cut off your own head? Pretty freaking cheesed off, I bet.
You lied to us.
This is fucked. You're fucked. You suck.
You're
the worst
us.
Person.
A tiger does not lose sleep to the opinions of sheep.
Oh, my God.
Oh God.
This shit again.
Look, Scary, as someone who, you know, I just want to say, as someone who really tried to get to know you and to reach out a hand and to be there for you, I gotta say, I'm really upset that you killed our principal and that you lied to us time and time and time and time and time and time again. You know, maybe there's something horrible going on. So all I want to say is, are you okay?
Am I okay? I cast Mass Suggestion.
Okay, what does that do?
That is a spell. I suggest a course of activity limited to a sentence or two and magically influence up to 12 creatures of my choice that I can see within range that can hear and understand me. Creatures that can't be charmed or immune to this effect, the suggestion must be worded in a manner to make the course of action sound reasonable.
Okay.
Each target must make a wisdom saving throw. On a failed save, it pursues the course of action you described to the best of its ability.
Wow.
The suggested course of action can continue for the entire duration, 24 hours.
Oh.
As Scary.
No.
As the cat. No. Oh, you. Oh, excuse me while I play fucking Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, no, you have a reaction?
I step forward. And I lean my shoulder so that Taylor's closer to Scary. And I say,
Let me bite her.
I don't think so, Scary. Whatever you're going to tell us. Look, I'm devoted to my friends. And you were one of them. And I'm so devoted that I even have aura of devotion, which means me and any friendly creatures within 10 feet cannot be charmed.
God damn it.
So if you want to do something, why don't you just tell the truth for once? Because we were always there for you. Even the many times you lied to us, we still just kept doing stuff
stupidly,
for you.
Stupidly, I might add.
And you killed. So yeah, enough of your bullshit. Like, if you want to do something, just tell us. Don't play stupid games.
You and your friendly characters cannot be charmed while you are conscious.
What?
Yeah, that's right, Ben!
Level 7, baby!
It's literally just a level 7. If we had done this an episode earlier, you would have been able to do it.
I didn't have Mass Suggestion until literally right now.
Yeah, so. That is.
Damn. Gygax fucking coming through clutch.
Yeah.
Instead of doing a trick, why don't you just ask us what you want us to do and we can decide if it's something worth doing?
Yeah, use your human words, you jackass.
I'm sorry that you don't trust me anymore. I want to apologize if you think that you can get the anchor without my help.
What?
Because I'm more powerful than you guys are. And I have some very powerful friends. Mm. And so if you think that you guys can just do a little quickie repeat of what happened that I watched while you were skating around on stairs and killing whales, that's fine. I'm just saying, if you actually want to get this anchor and actually make some progress with the doodler, you're going to need me.
I don't think we need her.
I mean, sure, you were with us. It's not like we kicked you out of the group, Scary.
You
were always with us.
You kicked me out of the group when you kicked me out of your home.
Well, you killed a guy.
You killed a guy, Scary.
You killed Tony Pepperoni.
Scary, I know you're not great at math.
Why don't you call the cops?
Go back to math. Your order of operations is dumb right now. You're going backwards on things that happen.
PEMDAS, motherfucker.
You guys are going backwards.
You're going backwards.
You're
saying that we did one thing before we did the other thing.
You're backwards.
I'm backwards? Look at his head. He's gone.
You hear a voice
go, what's all this? What's going on at the back of the line? What's the rumpus?
Who are you?
I'm Satan Peter. I'm here to see who gets into hell and who has to go to heaven.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Dungeons & Daddies is brought to you this week by Hims.
Oh, is that the one you use?
Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch.
Emphasis on cum.
Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options.
How do they know about my cum fort?
ED treatment. ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple, 100% online, no uncomfortable doctor's visits. You answer a series of questions on their site and the medical provider.
Why is that to be uncomfortable with your doctor?
Because my doctor's always like,
why do you need ED pills?
What's wrong with your dick? They shout at me.
Oh, does somebody's dick not work? Doctors are like that all the time.
Yeah, no, they just yell at me. They scream, get hard, and it is the only thing that gets me hard. So how does Hims help with that?
Answer a series of questions on their site, including, Matt, you'll probably use the long response option to sort of describe all of your things going on. And a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free, no insurance needed. You'll love this line, everybody. If ED is getting you down.
Aww.
It's time you join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers to get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/daddies. That's hims.com/daddies for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/daddies. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Dungeons & Dads is brought to you this week by Etsy.
Ooh.
Etsy.
Let's see what's in store
today.
Listen up, listeners. We're here to tell you there's no reason to panic next time you're looking for a perfect gift. Now.
There isn't. Oh, thank God.
Now.
Oh, I can relax.
You ready for this? Gift mode on Etsy. Gift mode on Etsy.
I'm always in gift
mode. Stress out of gifting so you can find the perfect item for anyone on any occasion. Just tap or click gift mode on the Etsy app or Etsy.com. Answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like, and then gift mode instantly gives you curated gift ideas. Check it out. I'm right here on the site. Check it out.
Let's find a gift for my dad.
Find a gift for Beth right now.
Okay, for my dad.
His interests are like not Beth.
Yeah.
Beth, would you say that's an Aquarius?
A Libra.
There's grooming gift boxes. Now, hold on. I know what you're thinking.
Keep your dad hairless. Keep daddy nice and smooth.
For a smooth daddy. They just pre-categorize a bunch of stuff. There's a lot of camo hats on this page. Let me tell you.
But those hats all say dad, and my dad doesn't want to do that.
But what about dada?
Now find a gift for me because I'm sad.
Oh, wait, Beth. Yeah,
what does Beth want?
What does Beth want?
My dad.
Beth.
Etsy can't give.
A 90s kid.
Yeah, that's me.
Handmade treasure set. Gift tape, mixtape gifts. 90s sweatshirts and tees. Tons of stuff. If you need to find the perfect gift, don't panic. Try gift mode on Etsy now.
What are you arguing about? Hey, mind your own business, man. Get out of here.
Yeah, piss off.
Roll intimidation or persuasion.
Natural 20.
Okay.
He just goes back to fucking right back to the gate and just waits there patiently for you to finish this scene.
Not my biz.
God. Is everyone as nosy as these jackass adults down here?
Hey, like, we don't need to argue about who's backwards or whatever, but like, you know, I don't even care. I don't even care about, I mean, I do care about Tony, but like, what did you do to Taylor here? Because he's not dead. So,
yeah, what's going on, Scary?
So what happened? What did you do?
I should have died a samurai's death, and yet here I am, strapped to this guy. You are very tall, Link. Is this what it looks like to be 6'4"?
It's pretty nice up here, isn't it?
It's crazy how much better everything is from up here. You never realize it because I spent most of my time in sort of the mid-5s.
Always about half a degree hotter up here. Feels nice.
So this is what the weather's like up here.
Sorry, I wasn't paying attention. I was just thinking about something that Willie told me.
All right. Hey, old Scary. Man, come back. Old man, come back.
Oh, now I'm welcome in this conversation?
Well, now we're done with our conversation, so now you can talk.
Oh, thank you, sir.
We're done now because you decide that we're done?
You just said we were done, Scary.
Go away, old man.
Okay. I'll be over here when you need me.
All right.
Why am I still talking?
I never thought I'd have to do this with my own friends, but there's an ancient technique passed down from oak to oak to oak that is used in situations like this, and maybe it can help us all through, and we can come up with what we're going to do, because as far as I can see, we're stuck in frozen hell until we can figure out what the heck we're doing. Clearly, there's a lot of energy here that we need to resolve.
You know what ancient technique I wish you would use, Norm? You know, like water and soap. Yep, you know what? Water and soap, buddy. That's what ancient technology...
Okay, now we're having a dialogue, and one of the things that I've learned from my family that I've used many times as a teen counselor is this, and I break off an icicle, and I say, this is the feeling stick.
This is hell, and I start jumping. I just try to jump as high as I can. Do I go back to the portal?
I throw the feeling stick at you. Pay attention to me.
I'm
trying to help us all get through this, okay? You're mad at Scary. I'm mad at Scary. Scary's dumb and bad, and she'll murder
her. And a murderer.
But we're
and
all in this situation,
murder.
Right? So let's figure out what we're doing. Scary has all this knowledge about stuff that's going on that we don't know anything about. So here's what I'm saying. Forget the feeling stick. And I start digging a hole in the ground. And I say, Why don't we all put our feelings for the moment in this hole, okay? So we can just
like that hole could fit all my feelings?
Oh my God.
Hey, why don't you put that hole somewhere else, buddy?
You know what, Scary? Why don't you shove your head up your butt? You're so mean. You're so mean to everyone. And all we've ever tried to do is be nice to you and welcome you into the group. And you're just such a bitch.
Whoa, Norma. Who did a slur?
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Somebody's been naughty.
I swear to God, old man, if you come here one more time before you're asked for.
I'm sorry, I just heard someone say something anti-woman.
I deserve to be here.
I was going to say you
take
belong
me to
here.
Hell, and I start wandering off with the old man.
So immediately, the gates open just for you, Normal. Everybody else sees them as still closed, but they're open for you. He goes,
you belong in here.
And he gestures towards
there's
the
elevator. There's an elevator. There's murderers, thieves, rapists.
People say
kids
bitch.
Kids who said bitch.
Kids who say the B word.
Yeah, kids who say the B word specifically.
I'll see you guys later. I follow the guy.
I try to grab him to stop him. Just hang on. Just look. Well, Normal, you were right. What? What, old man? What?
I'm just saying, if you wanted to go with him, it seems like you all have some sins that you've done, some bad things, and all you have to do is make that obvious, and then the gates of hell will open to you. What sins have you done recently? Or anything that you think is worth sort of confessing to me, Satan, Peter?
Wait, why would I tell you anything?
It's my job!
Hey, Ding Dong, there's an anchor here!
Scary Link? Knows. Okay, Scary.
Fine,
Scary, where's the anchor?
You said don't ask her. I'm the one with the connection to the doodler. It's over there now.
Is it?
Good to know.
Normal, if you want to roll Arcana, I got a 15. All right, with a 15, you know that the anchor is at the lowest level of hell, at the bottom.
Where people say the B word.
Yeah.
Man.
Yep. You know what? There's now 8 levels to hell, and the 8th level is saying the B word.
I'm ready to say what I did wrong.
Go ahead.
Don't get your hopes up. It's going to be a big head fake. It's going to be like you think she's going to be honest for a second, and then she says something that just doubles down on how shitty she is.
I lied to all of my friends and everybody who loves me a couple of days ago.
What was the lie?
I said that my stomach didn't hurt that bad.
You see?
Wow, she is a bitch. Oh, no! Oh, no!
And fucking, like, the monsters from Ghost, the shadow creatures, just grab him and drag him all the way back in.
And then another one comes by who sounds the same but looks very different.
Anyway, where were we? Ah, yes, lying. That's pretty good.
So you see the gates of hell open to you.
But wait, do we have to get...
I am being super selfish.
Do we have to get into the last layer, though?
Well, once you're in hell, there's sort of a lobby. And then if you want to, like, go down to the deepest layers, we allow you to visit the people who choose to live there. It's sort of a free love kind of thing where you can just sort of set up shop wherever you like.
Sounds there are like different... one of those prisons in Northern Europe, you know, where they let them do pottery.
Kind of. Those are good. I think. I haven't done that much research. But anyway, there are circles for all of the eight sins. Lust, gluttony, pride, greed, wrath, sloth, envy, and saying the B word. For the people who are most guilty of those things, they tend to enjoy spending eternity there with other like-minded sinners. All so, right. If you want to just go through, you can. It's up to you.
So we know that the anchor is in the B word place?
I mean, yes. That's where I belong.
So well, yeah, but I'm asking you. There. You said you felt it there.
Yeah. Yeah, right. I did, right? I got a 15 on my Arcana.
You definitely felt it's down there.
Yes.
At least that far down, if not further.
All right. First, I'm going to cast Zone of Truth.
Okay.
Because I got Zone of Truth. Does everybody have to roll to see if
I think it's like saving throws,
I feel like I don't have a save because I don't have a body and also I'm on your head.
Don't even try lying to me.
Matt, can I get...
You're so close to
me. Can I get over your shoulder?
Sure, if that works for you.
Oh, yeah, that's what I thought you were doing.
Oh, like you want your voice to come out of my microphone?
I just think that for the roleplay.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Okay. You don't want to sit like that for an hour.
That's wild.
That's pretty good.
How are you feeling, Matt?
We've been closer than this. You want to get like a stool or something?
Yeah, so you got to be able to sit, right?
Yeah,
you
can't just stand like wild.
That the entire time.
No, right? You'll notice there's a couple of things happening. One's very relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
The tone of my voice has changed quite
a bit. It is. Because your throat's like on my shoulder.
How does this feel for you?
This feels fine. Feels like a nice little vibrating.
I think it looks beautiful.
It looks good. It looks like friendship.
Yeah.
Scratching your neck.
Not too much. Taylor doesn't have a beard.
No. But Taylor has his double, for sure.
Yeah.
It's a little
and a couple pointy shits.
Yeah, it's like a couple pointy ones.
You gotta shave better, Taylor.
Don't you give
Are you shaving now?
Not yet.
Me neither.
Really?
I think you could, though. I feel it.
So it's down here.
Yes. Who, the rest of you. So two of you are welcome in hell because one of you said the B word and the other one lied and is also kind of selfish.
Can what about say the it two to somebody? Can we just say bitch?
Whoa! What's wrong with you?
All right. Looks like I got one-way ticket. Or wait, hopefully not.
No, it's one way. Oh. Hell's forever.
Well, why would we want to go in then?
You'll I don't know, because you're some pretty sick fox.
Okay, well.
Saying the B word like that.
Yeah, well, scary, you know. Sometimes there's only one word to express how somebody's been acting, so.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying what that word is, because I've already said it once.
If you say it again, you go to mega hell. You don't want that. All right, now, Taylor, what about you? What sins have you done?
I am without sin.
Okay, well, just say the B word so we can all go.
Fuck. I'll tell you what I've done wrong. There was a person I trusted who turned out to be, dare I say it? Oh, it's so scary to say it, guys. A total...
Doesn't count. I didn't. Doesn't count. Biatch. It has to be clear enough that if somebody had like an auto-generated captions thing, it would come out clear as day.
You don't need a drug that I heard. Just say it out to the sky.
Bitch!
Whoa! Three rowdy boys and a liar.
That's the name of the episode.
Three rowdy boys and a liar.
Bienvenido
a liar,
la
the
hell.
Bitch in the wardrobe.
Yes. Holy shit!
Wow! Okay, so the gates of hell open to all of you, and you can see that you are currently on the highest level of hell. The lobby. The chill zone.
Green hell zone.
Yeah, green hell zone. You're on fire today. Jesus Christ. The lobby looks like the fucking part in Nightmare Before Christmas where everybody temporarily really loves Christmas. It's just a lot of spooky demons, a lot of creepy ghouls all hanging out, making snowmen, hanging lights, singing Christmas carols. They're somehow still pretty psyched about Christmas up here.
And beneath you, there's basically a big hole in the center of this disc that is the chill zone of hell. Through the hole, you can see down to the next level, and you smell...
Careful, Will.
What?
Because through the hole, and I hear Will.
Well, incidentally, you see lust down there. So that's the lust circle. And yeah, there's a small hole there, and it seems
like
you could just
BO and latex.
Oh, God. It does. It does.
Oh, sorry, is that you, Link?
Do they use condoms in hell?
Well, no, there's other uses for latex.
That would be hell.
No, but wouldn't that be hell?
In heaven, they raw dog.
You can have sex to be you can have all the sex in the world with a condom.
No! No time!
You get it
chocolate.
On the wrong way every time you try.
Oh,
this layer is ripped for your suffering.
Holy shit. That's something we could sell. We could sell custom condoms that say ripped for your suffering. That's very good. So what would you like to do? You could hang out in chill zone or you could go downward.
Scary, what are you doing with us?
Yeah, you're not allowed here, Scary.
I mean, just what did he roll for Zone of Truth? That spell I just cast?
No.
We gotta roll for it.
I will. Fucking natural one.
All right, so yeah, you got the truth.
What did Willie tell you?
Willie told me, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this.
I mean, okay. You can not answer, right?
You are aware of the spell and can choose to avoid answering questions, but if you do answer a question, it cannot be a lie.
Yeah.
You can be evasive in answers, but it still has to remain within the boundaries of the truth.
So you can do lie of omission if you want.
Okay.
Yes, you cannot perjure yourself.
I'm here to destroy the anchor just like you are.
Why?
That's, one more anchor down.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but like, what does Willie want? What does Willie want to do with the doodler?
Why did Willie have to cut off Taylor's head?
Easy.
If you call Taylor a bitch, you can go to hell with us.
Taylor's been a bitch forever.
In the distance.
You can't say it in hell either.
I can say bitch because I'm a woman.
It's true. There's only men in the B word circle.
That tracks.
Why am I still alive, Scary?
Well, he cut your head off with this really cool knife that's called like the butter knife or something.
It's called the I Can't Believe It's Not Butter Knife. And this was sent to us by Anthony Landa. Thank you, Anthony Landa.
Fuck you, Anthony. Which Anthony I'm talking about? Take
who
your
knows?
Pick. Dealer's choice.
This item can cut through anything as if it were butter, from iron to body parts. The item does zero damage. A person cut by this knife will not even bleed. So you can cut them into 100 pieces and they still won't die.
Oh, God.
It is impossible to die from this knife alone. However, they can die if, for example, you cut off their head and then do something to it, like burning it. Anything cut by this knife can be easily put back together by just reattaching the part.
Oh, cool. So you brought the body, right?
Oh!
Normal. That was the last thing I said as I was flying into hell.
Well, yeah,
not
I,
fair
it's
enough.
My bad.
No, you tried. At least you didn't act like Scary. You're better than Scary, that's for sure.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But not much, though.
No, well, no, don't say that. We got to stick together, the three of us. At least.
I don't really have much of a
choice. Yeah, we got to stick together.
Shut the fuck up, Scary.
Right, so again, back to the question, like, okay, fine. So he did that, but why did he have to do it to get us into hell? Because Nick would come.
I guess that makes
sense.
Oh,
wow. It's like you're telling the truth now.
Yeah, I always do. I always have. I don't know. Zone of truth's on this brain all the time.
Well, I mean, so do I. I tell the truth constantly.
You just told Santa Claus over there that you lie. So either that was a lie,
or I don't know
you
what you're talking about.
You
maybe you're misremembering things.
Misremembering?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. We don't need to do this with
Scary
anyway.
Look, are you being, like, manipulated? Are you okay?
Well, I did mention that stomach ache.
Are you really? You have no remorse for killing Tony Pepperoni. And you're under the zone of truth, I might add.
Oh, yeah. Hey, hold on. Is Tony here?
Tony's a Christian.
So he's
in heaven. Tony was baptized.
You said he was racist.
He's baptized. It's out of my hands.
Wait, remember, Lee canonically was baptized.
Yeah.
Just in case.
That was a bad baptism. They did it in Gatorade.
Oh, no. Yeah, that makes sense.
Sports baptism.
I can't. I refuse to drink any water that doesn't have sugar in it.
They tried to bless the water, but it was just a universal life church priest. It wasn't a real one.
So back to my question, Scary. Do you feel no remorse for any of the horrible things you've done?
Define horrible.
I mean, you let Willie in, and he killed Tony Pepperoni. You not feel
a man
bad
with
about
a family?
That? Yeah, man, as a family. Did you listen to Erica Drippins' podcast last week?
Of course I listened to it. I'm a white woman between the ages of 15 and 55.
Well, you know that she's coming for you then.
Yeah, well, how do you feel? How do you feel about the fact that you left a woman without her husband? You left a daughter without her father?
Oh, wow. There's so much worse things in the world than a daughter without her father, right? Right? Wow. Is that the worst thing that could happen?
When he gets murdered, it's pretty bad.
Yeah, you of all people should understand that.
I would argue having a father and then watching your father get murdered is probably bad.
Probably.
All right, this is going nowhere, boys.
You know what? That's fine. You can come along with us, but just know, you know what? If your dad hadn't left before, he would have left now, that's for sure.
Whoa!
Yo, wow. Jesus fucking, holy shit.
Scary, I think you take some psychic damage there.
Holy shit.
So I had to roll a d20 for psychic damage.
Hey, Link.
That's a 19.
Yeah. Wow. Really got to her.
Yeah.
Hey, Link.
Yeah.
That's pretty jacked up, man.
Look, I feel pretty bad about what I said, but I don't want her to know I feel bad.
Oh, that's fine.
Is somebody over there feeling bad for what they said?
No!
No.
No! In fact, he just whispered in my ear. He just said, hell yeah, I'll do it again. Fucking crazy, man.
I fucking put my hand up for a high five. But, like the ultimate wingman.
He just licks your finger.
Don't do that.
Well, don't put your hand in front of my hand.
Good. You know, sounds like the band's back together. And we can, you know, and actually, you know, now speaking of bands being back together, I still need to record my album. So maybe we can all get together and do that.
Fine. Let's just get, we got 3 more anchors. Let's just get it done so we can fix our dad's mistake and we can go back to whatever.
And I do have some thoughts on the album.
Old man.
Satan Claus here. Satan Peter Claus is my full name. Hello.
Where do we have to go? We got to go to the bitch zone, right?
How do we?
What's the fastest way to the B word zone?
Probably just going down the holes in each of the other sin zones on the way down.
Wait, so, okay, some like playgrounds have these things where it's just like 8 layers of trampolines and then there's like a hole somewhere in there.
Yeah, but they're not all lined up.
Yeah, they're not all lined up.
So we can't just go straight down.
I mean, I guess if you had some sort of drill or item that allowed you to like...
No.
Now.
But no, you forgot to get items from
we just jumped straight
before
in
I jumped through that hole.
All right, Scary. We'll allow you to come with us on one condition, which is that we're in charge. You're not the leader anymore.
And also, we're not listening to you or acknowledging your presence, right, guys?
Yeah, if we don't want to talk to you, we're not going to talk to you. And if you think you're going to kill anybody to get this thing, then you can think again, because we're not doing that.
I probably wouldn't think about killing them. I'd probably just do it.
Yeah. That makes sense.
So do you guys want to get to the bitch zone super fast?
Yeah, let's go.
I've got this item that I think will maybe work. It's called the Paintbrush of Passage. The Paintbrush of Passage allows he who wields it to paint a door using a limited supply of paint on the brush, coating it in a magical substance which is only visible to the user. They are then able to use the remaining paint to paint one further door, just activating the spell and creating the link between the two doors. So I would need to go.
You need to go
down.
Yeah,
you need to go down to another layer, Scary, for that to work. Also, it says, he who wields the brush. Normal doesn't say that.
That was from Benjamin Reed. Thank you, Ben.
Well, at least we could get back up faster. Always be thinking.
That's true.
Always thinking.
I hate her, but she's right.
That's a good idea. I mean, bad people can have good ideas.
E.g.
A lot of movies are where bad people have good
ideas. Yeah. Must suck to be a bad person with bad ideas then, huh, Link?
Yo, that would suck.
Scary, all right. This is going to go a lot better if we just none of us talk to each other. Or we don't talk to Scary and Scary doesn't talk to us.
Fine with that.
Okay. As I said before, a tiger does not lose sleep.
Anyway, guys. I guess we're going to have to go through all of these other spots.
Over the bad opinions of sheep.
Just ignore her. It's fine. Just walk faster.
We're all taller than her.
I'm not taller than her.
Me and Link are taller than her.
Yeah.
My mom says I'm a short king. I stomp indignantly down into the realm of lust.
Yes. First one. So you drop down the gaping hole into lust. Your feet land on something wet and squishy and soft and pungent. As you all drop down there, you see Satan Peter's head pop over the...
aperture.
Aperture, thank you. Over the aperture and go,
by the way...
A butthole's an aperture.
Yes, it is.
By the way, hell is a place of your own creation, so it's going to look into your brains and create things that like are related to that sin, so sorry in advance.
So it's going to search all of your brains for something to create that will in some way torture you or cause you anguish. I have ideas as for what these things could be for each of the sins, but if any of you have like a thing that you want to volunteer, like, oh, this is what, you know, normal's lust thing would be, then feel free to, if you wish.
Try to keep it in your pants this level, eh, boys?
Why don't you keep your, just shut up.
You see the image of Hero Oak Swallows appear in front of you.
What's up, Hero?
Hey,
Hero. Hero, what are you doing here? Whoa. Who's... Okay,
is this your brain, dude?
No.
This looks like your brain, you pervert.
Absolutely not.
Wow.
I feel like Taylor rolled deception.
Oh, why is my shoulder so wet?
Awooga.
Awooga.
His tongue is
Taylor rolls a 10 plus 3, 13.
Okay. Would you like to roll insights normal?
Can I get an advantage because he's literally on my head?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, you know what it
is. I got 16. What do you roll?
I got a 19.
13.
Okay, I know.
Everybody knows.
There's blood shooting out of his nose and two big blush spots and a huge sweat bead popping off of his head.
Sorry, I got nosebleed. Can somebody help?
All right, you have a crush on my sister. It's fine. I don't care. I don't like my sister and, you know, I'm in a bad mood right now. So I don't care. Hi, hero.
Hey, hero.
Is she real?
No, I'm not real. I'm from his fucking mind. He likes what I'm mean to him, you stupid little, you're a piece of shit.
Oh, and you called me a bitch. I said, and you called me, it's like it she's okay worse.
Silent treatment.
So she goes, well, you don't seem that tortured, honestly.
What?
You're kind of taking this more in stride than I would have thought.
It's pretty rad right now. Hey, how's it going? How's your job?
I thought you'd be more embarrassed, but no, that's fine.
I'm not embarrassed at all.
I'll lead you to a gluttony. That's fine.
You also said you're not really you. So like,
yeah, you're not really you. You're just a projection of my mind.
What if I am real? Is that different? Is that weirder?
Maybe if you animate it up a little bit.
Put on cat ears.
Oh. All right, just a second. And Hero bamps away, and then when she comes back in, she goes, "Ooh,
so done."
Okay, we need to move on.
Taylor Chan.
Normal closes his eyes.
Both nostrils are bleeding.
I pull the knee-high socks over Taylor's eyes. Be like, man, just stay strong. Let's just keep walking.
Roll a wisdom saving throw. Anybody who would hypothetically be attracted to this, which I think is just Taylor.
That's 11 plus 0, 11.
Okay, so you do not manage to save from the sound. Like, you got a split second view of her with her big bunny ears and her, like, Jessica Rabbit proportion. She, like, looks like a pillow come to life.
And her braces.
And her braces. She's also doing how do you say it? Ahegao?
No. Ahiago.
Ahiago. She's doing that.
Oh, God.
But you just get just a burlesque show glimpse of that before the sock covers your eyes. Oh, Taylor Chan. And you'll miss her for the rest of your life.
Dungeons and Daddies is brought to you this week by Mint Mobile.
It is?
Oh, wait, we're back.
We love you. We missed you. We're sorry.
Take us back, Ryan.
We may have stepped out on you in
international. I don't believe that Ryan has a cell phone because he would have called back at this point.
Hey, listen, Ryan, you told me all about those overpriced wireless providers and how there's always a catch. Well,
and we got 5 tickets to a certain movie coming out pretty soon.
That's right. Ryan. When I heard that Deadpool v. Wolverine was coming out, I called all my friends on their Mint Mobile
accounts. Oh, I was talking about Challengers. I'm so excited about that tennis movie.
I'm sure Ryan would love to watch it with you.
Yes.
Ryan, I said to my friends, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. I thought, what's the catch? But there isn't one, you fool. Mint Mobile secret sauce, they sell wireless service online, which means that they don't have retail stores. They don't have to buy those kiosks in malls, and they pass those sweet mall savings directly onto you. I have Mint Mobile on my phone. I duo queue it. I got multiple lines. It's great.
Wow.
That's fantastic. And by the way, I'm more often than not, honestly, my normal phone is kind of like not as good service.
How many phones do
you have? You can have. Hey, modern phones allow you to put
stepping
multiple
out on us with other podcasts.
Oh my gosh. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans. Jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you.
Imagine 20s calling on that other cell phone.
With premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month.
Freddie, we want you back.
All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan like me and bring your phone number along with all of your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/dungeons. That's mintmobile.com/dungeons. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/dungeons.
That was a great ad read, Daddy. Can you read it again?
$45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower, above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Dungeons and Dice is brought to you this week by Aura Frames. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life?
All the moms.
The moms, the MILFs.
How come none of these
moms I'd like to frame?
Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame.
Hey Aura, challenge accepted on unlimited photos.
Unlimited. You can personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. For Mother's Day, that's your great Mother's Day gift. You know what I mean? Just send her some pictures of you. doing stuff. From grandmothers to new mothers. Well, no, you know, like activities. From grandmothers to new mothers.
Activities we're talking about here.
Aunts and even the friends in your life. Every mom
even the
loves
friends.
And named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Our frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. There's a lot of things that can bring joy to moms of all ages.
Nice.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's Aura, A-U-R-A, frames.com. Use the code DUNGEONS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
You make it to a hole leading down to, you see people indulging in just delicious food, and they're not getting any sicker or bigger or anything like that. You just see delicious food down there. Everybody's gorging themselves and actually have a great time of it.
All right, snack up.
Just keep going. We have to get through this, okay?
Just eat on the road. Right. I grab whatever is there as I keep eating.
So we're on.
No, Link, what are you doing?
What?
Don't eat the steak. You see Pan's Labyrinth? Don't eat anything.
Hey, Link, there's some Pocky over there. Feed me.
I grab Pocky and I take one bite for me and one bite for him. I just go kind of back and forth.
All right, so both of you make wisdom saving throws with disadvantage. Because you chose to do it.
13 plus 2.
First one's 18.
Ooh.
12.
Okay, so both of you feel like, actually, maybe it's best if we just stay here. Maybe this is the place you were meant to be. This place is rules.
Normal. Have you had Pocky before? They got all the flavors.
They have all the flavors.
No. Even flavors I haven't seen before.
I really don't think we should eat any food here, guys.
I agree with Norm. Thanks for bringing it up, Norm. It's really, yeah, like, you had a great idea just now.
Do you really?
Yeah, to keep going. I'm so impressed, dude.
Oh, well, thank you. You know, I get the feeling that you're telling us real things, but then you're trying to make it sound sarcastic so we won't believe you. So I accept the compliment. What am I doing? You're a murderer.
Link, this Pocky is Pocky flavored.
No, stop.
It's Pocky flavored Pocky. What could it mean?
When you turn around, you know, like those cartoons when like...
We both turned into pigs like in Spirit
of
the
Way. Or they put like 26 of dynamite in mouth. like our full mouth is just full of... I just full of Pocky.
Yeah, you're eating spaghetti. It's just barbed wire. They're just...
Oh my God.
And the flavor of Pocky at once.
No, guys. All right, Scary. Look, help me get them out of here. We got to get them out of this zone, right? Like, this is awful.
Okay, guys.
Yeah, from where you are, you can see the hole leading to the next zone.
All right. I'll drag them. You push him. And I just, I grab Link's arms and I start dragging him towards the hole.
Wow. See what we can accomplish with teamwork, right?
Yeah.
Is it this better than being with some creepy jerk and you know who sucks?
Yeah. If I knew any creepy jerks, I certainly wouldn't want to be around them. That would be awful.
I mean, then Willie guy.
And don't sell yourself short, man. I don't think you're that creepy.
Well, first of all, thank you. I appreciate that. That touches a sore spot with me. I kind of do feel like maybe I give off creep vibes. So yeah, that feels good to hear that.
No. More like freak, but not creep.
Well,
buddy.
Okay. We're back there.
It's like spaghetti and Lady and the Tramp, but it's 20 Pockies
between me and
Taylor. Yeah. Like we're just connected. And no matter how much we eat, the Pocky never goes away.
It just keeps from the middle just making more.
Pocky.
And it's actually just like iron hot rods of steel that you're just
burning
you. Both of you take 2d12 of damage.
Oh, wait, I have a question though.
2d12?
It's hell.
So I take 15 damage. Ouch. Mm-hmm. But I have a question.
Oh, does it come out the bottom?
Yeah, what's going on with like...
What you eat just goes through the bottom of your neck, so you take half damage.
Does you have less pipes for it to go through?
Yeah, it's not burning up your gully works because your gully works are on a different plane.
Normal, you gotta try these Pockies.
I'll push.
I got
you
a 6. Pull.
Okay.
Go ahead and roll strength
Taylor
checks.
Taylor does not get a roll of strength check. No, he's literally attached to my shoulder.
No.
Ooh,
Link, feed me.
I got 19.
Wow.
Link, feed me.
You turn.
I got an 18. 19.
Wow. So with incredible strength, you somehow managed to overpower the 6 foot 4
Link.
Look, Scary, we
even got the same roll, 19. It's teamwork.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about with the sarcasm thing.
So you managed to successfully drag
the Lady and the Tramping, Lincoln Taylor, all the way to a hole that from it seems to emanate pure, unbridled confidence.
All right, let's go there.
So as
I know where to go. Just follow me. And I just start walking without caring where I'm going.
So the second you land, you immediately are overcome with the thought of like, oh, I did the right thing, fucking walking ahead of everybody.
We're killing it, dude.
So fucking good.
Hey, Link.
Just follow me.
Link, you and me?
Yeah.
I think we are natural born leaders.
Well, it's that way, of course.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Over here.
So both of you roll wisdom saves throws again.
So what is
15?
In-
I got 19.
Wow. Okay. So you managed to.
Sometimes when you're confident, you're also right, Anthony.
Yeah,
you just deal with it.
Yeah. You're totally right.
What do we see in the zone of pride, I guess, right?
Just a man and his head friend just on his shoulder. Just
his head friend.
His head friend.
Okay. Bros, is it gay to have a head friend?
Is it gay to have a head friend?
Finally, one of those where it is gay.
What's a little head between friends?
So yeah, you land and you see, in addition to a very prideful, but correctly prideful, Taylor and Link. And also around you, a bunch of other people who live here just looking very just smug. Just a lot of smug people just enjoying the presence of themselves in a variety of different environs. But you feel something tickling within your head, normal, and you see Teeny the Teen manifest in front of you. It goes, give me a T, give me an E. I've got nothing but pride for Teen High. Pride! Don't you love Teen High? What's your favorite thing about Teen High, normal?
Myself. I'm the best fucking student in this school. No one appreciates me. Everyone talks about how stupid I am, but I'm the only one who cares about the school. I'm the whole reason the team even went to state last year. I'm the reason the marketing band knows what it's doing. I'm the reason all the cheerleaders flip and cry and jump and shout. I'm the one holding it all up. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow, you should be very confident about that answer. It didn't come off as unhinged or deranged at all.
I did it because it's true. Give me an M. Give me an E. What does it spell mean?
You.
Wow.
Teeny the Teen grabs you up like you're fucking Simba and he goes, look, look, everyone, it's the best student in Teen High. Hooray! And he keeps throwing you up and catching you.
I'm just Link and Taylor turn like, who's
finally,
that?
Finally, everyone likes me! Oh, thank God! I can like myself!
This may actually end up being better for him in the long run.
I'm certain that everything that's happening to him is good for him. Absolutely.
Normal screaming, I'm normal! I'm finally normal!
Teeny looks at you, Link and Taylor, and goes, I'm going to do this forever.
I got 19, which means I'm okay.
Yeah, you're fine.
Okay.
You can act more or less like yourself without being controlled.
I think he
by
succumbed to this realm in the same way that we succumbed to that delicious, delicious pot. You want to just
can
go get
go
the pocky?
You
just go get pocky? Scary, can we go back and get pocky?
Hey, Scary,
no,
we need a boost.
I'm confident that you cannot go back and get pocky.
Okay, Normal, hey, buddy, we gotta get out of here.
Do you guys want to go to the pep rally? We're all going later. Then we're going out for sodas. We're going to the sock hop. And then me and all the popular kids are going to get along and be best friends. And everyone's going
to
love me.
That's a great idea. I think the pep rally's that way. And I point to wherever the exit is.
All right, roll deception.
Got to get advantage because I said really confidently?
Sure.
Nice.
That's how we got Enron. Sorry, let me update that. That's how we got Theranos.
Nice.
First one's a 3. Second one's a 16.
Wow. Roll insight normal.
All right. Well, I got a 5.
Okay.
So it goes,
just
sounds
one
great, buddy.
Drop of blood.
No one would ever lie to me because everybody loves me. And then I backflip out of Teeny Teen's arms and I land in the greased lightning car from Greece.
Oh.
And I like kind of rev the engine and throw an arm like Hermes there. And I like give him a smooch on the cheek. And then I just floor it and just drive straight towards the exit that you
okay,
were.
Okay. So does this mean then that Link, you turned off your zone of truth so that you could lie.
Oh, but does zone of truth apply to the caster?
It's anybody in that zone. I assumed you chose yourself so that everybody
you,
around
you. Canonically said that the zone of truth is always on in your own head.
That's true. That's true.
That's true. You're probably confident enough to be like, I don't need this anymore. I can trust myself.
It also has
truth.
A duration of 10 minutes, which was a while
ago. Yeah, sure.
So.
I guess I would have turned it off. I guess we can also talk the metaphysical idea of whether or not this is actually a lie when we're in an imaginary state in the first place. And in many ways, the exit is where the prep rally is for him.
Because it's not like, in hell. Yeah.
Okay, sure.
Good point.
Everything that you just described happens, and you grease drive into the hole down to...
Oh, does the car take off, like, into the
it
sky?
It does.
Yes.
It takes off into the sky, but then very quickly does a precipitous drop, like fucking Splash Mountain, down into a hole where just there's just money everywhere.
Before
money,
I
money,
leave,
money.
I grab an application to Harvard and an application to Arsenal, and I go, why not? I just fill it out, and I ship it in the mail.
I love that hell just has applications. Yeah.
Stanford has a new campus in hell.
You miss every shot you don't take.
Yep, and I make everyone I do.
Nice.
So as you head into the layer of greed...
all of that positivity, you snap out of it pretty quickly. Like, God, you don't quite feel as confident anymore. You don't quite feel, especially
to Arsenal. They don't even know who I am. That's probably going to be on like a blacklist. Like, I'll never be able to go to professional sports ever again. They're going to look at that and be like, who is this idiot?
That's okay, because you'll be rich. Look at all this money!
So what I assumed would show up here was based on the premise that I would remember that Hermione Worthy existed, and I didn't. So my assumption is that he's still on Earth.
Oh, did we all forget about Hermione too?
I think Taylor had him join you.
Hermione was with us, but then my head got cut off. And then very quickly in short succession, we all jumped into a portal.
Hermione's with
you. I feel like Hermione would have jumped after you.
Hermione was just really quiet during that action scene.
Wait, was that actually Hermione I kissed on the cheek then?
No, I
assume that was a mental projection.
Yeah, I think that's a mental projection.
Yes, it was a mental projection.
And then what happened to the real
Hermione? Wait, did Hermione see me kiss him?
So if you turn around and Hermione's like fuming. Hermione is fucking furious.
Hermione, you've been here this whole
green
time?
Green with jealousy and the poison ivy outfit that he is quickly assembling out of felt and fabric. And he goes, I've been here the whole time.
Oh, so now you know what it's like.
Yeah, I do. I'm just trying to get notes for Dante's Inferno, the play that we might put on.
It does make sense.
I forgot they're making a play out of that video game.
It does make sense. Hermes hell would be for none of us to notice him.
Yeah.
That is the ultimate theater Hermie. Kid hell.
Yeah.
Hey, Hermie. What's up?
So he turns his head away from me and goes, don't bother now. The zone of truth is off. I can't believe anything you're saying anyhow.
But what? Why not?
I thought we were special.
I was in the car with, right?
Yeah.
But it was you.
No, it wasn't.
Was it? No. I thought it was you.
It wasn't me.
But I thought it was you.
Okay. It wasn't.
But I thought it was you, though. Do you know? Do you see what I mean? I thought it was you.
Making a lot of progress here, Norm.
I feel like the greed thing that comes up for Hermie is just every Batman villain shows up and he's like, I want to be them all. Oh, this is where I could finally be me. Look, it's Condiment King and Calendar Man.
Clockman.
Yeah. Man Bat. Solomon Grundy. Oh, and he's just walking around going, I could be everything I want to be here. This is the ultimate stage for my performances.
Well, guys, the good news is we can just move on without having to worry about it.
All right, Hermie, you lock it down here.
Okay, no problem.
I grab Hermie and I say, Hermie, the only person you need to be is yourself.
He goes, but who is that?
That's what you need to find out. And it really was you that I saw, that I thought it was you in the car.
But it wasn't me, though.
It was, but I thought it was you. And, you know, you're such a good actor.
Like,
can
you kick both of them?
Hermie, if this is the worst problem you two have in whatever this relationship is, then I think it's good. I think you two are going to be all right. So, like, can we just move on?
And he goes, fine. And he looks fondly at the rogues gallery of Batman villains as he moves away from them. He goes, he who makes a monster of himself removes the pain of being a man.
Don't worry, some of those villains are probably going to be in the last layer, too. You'll see them again.
Because the B word is great.
Now you head down to another level that you're just angry. You just fucking feel fucking rage. Just fucking
have
a
you
lot
seen
of hair.
These dubs? No, I'm serious. They really ruined the legacy.
You know what's scary? I'm getting really mad at you right now. And it's because you don't seem affected by any of this hell stuff. And I want to know why that is.
What's that like, you little pussy, to be so angry at something, but nobody to aim it at except for dumb old me, right?
I mean, that's a pretty good target. We're all angry at you.
You also hear Santa in the distance.
Again, she's a girl, so she can say that. It's fine.
Yeah, none of us were asking you, asshole.
She's not going to the P-word zone.
What? Shut up.
The what? It
wasn't like, funny. Got it. You said pussy.
I thought it was
yeah,
going to be
Yeah, this is how you
I
stick with your
penis.
Bad joke.
Oh, no.
That's actually pretty funny because, like, what if I said penis and I got, like, sent to a deeper level of hell for no reason?
Girl can't say penis.
What do we see in the anger zone?
In the anger zone, I feel like you all see the angriest versions of yourself after Scary betrayed you. You see yourself.
Me with my body.
You with your body, all of you kind of almost through Scary's eyes of like fucking fire and shit in your eyes. And you just screaming like, get the fuck out. You betrayed us. You lied to us.
Get the fuck out of my house, Scary.
Normal's shit. He's catatonic. He just drops to his knees and starts crying.
Whose side was she on anyway? She's been wondering, this is fucking bullshit.
Scary, is this hell for you? Is this your vision of hell? All of us being mad at you? Are you really suffering right now?
No, this is just day in the life.
Yeah, like you think she cares that we're mad at her?
I mean, I do think she does care that we're mad at her.
I mean, I think if she cared if we were mad at her, she would have done different things.
Shut up. You guys are making my stomach ache worse.
Yeah. Okay.
Question. The tailor that I see at this level of hell, how supple is his body?
I would say it's
medium
more.
Medium supple?
Yeah, medium supple. Let's say high medium supple.
Hey, Taylor.
What?
That sounds like the Aflac.
Yeah. Joke.
Taylor.
What?
Come over here.
Roll persuasion.
2.
Yeah. Now.
Hey, Link.
Yeah?
Fucking
What's up?
Not much, but
fucking what's up?
My voice changed. It's been kind of hard. You know what's up with you?
It sounds better when I hear it from you. Your voice sounds different when you hear it yourself.
Yeah, you do, because your like head is a weird.
You sound,
like,
I don't know. You sound pretty good.
That's not all right.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think you're better.
I'm not angry anymore. I think we could get out of this layer of hell. This is pretty calming.
Yeah, why am I? Yeah, this is kind of calming. This is kind of soothing.
All right.
This is like self-therapy. Remember we read about like some people do therapy on themselves, like you and your child?
But every day I do want to kill out? Everybody now, right? What? What did you
say? I didn't say anything.
Oh, okay.
Cool. All right.
Taylor, come over here and make out with me.
No.
What? Why?
You're gross.
If I had a body.
If you had a body, I would consider it.
Me too.
What is going on? What realm are we in?
Anger, duh.
Yeah, both you and your doppelganger say that at the exact same time, in the exact same volume.
Is there a version of scary in this realm?
What is the thing scary is angriest about?
Oh, it's a hall of mirrors, I think.
So you see a bunch of scaries of various sizes and shapes?
Yes.
That's fun.
Whoa.
They're all just going, ugh, at different volumes and pitches and tones.
It's just a chorus. Ugh.
My stomach.
Shut up.
You shut up.
It's
like that scene in Star Wars when Rey has so many copies of herself and he's just like...
Yeah, it's exactly like that.
Yes.
So I guess you just say goodbye to your super chill doppelgangers who like...
Do we just roll something to get out of here?
Well, I mean, it feels like you role-played it such that they aren't torturing you anymore. They're just being nice.
I'll tell you what, this for Taylor. Taylor and his doppelganger just start screaming about various dubs that piss him off over the years.
Yeah, you just agree on
too
much.
Yeah, we just agree that dubs are terrible. And it's just like, wow, we found common ground with myself.
Link is talking to his chill doppelganger and then he looks over his shoulder and he sees the moment back on Other Earth or whatever.
Don't ever be like me and maybe don't love me as much as you do.
Because
I also don't
just... Dad, but Dad,
no, that's bad. Hey, Scout, yeah. That's bad. Dad doesn't deserve that.
Let's get out of here, guys. Let's just go.
Yeah, I feel like Normal definitely sees his dad.
I love you so much. I like you so much. Not proud of you, but I love you.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, let's go. I don't like it here.
Yeah, let's fix the shit.
There's like, I don't know. This guy's got a lot of good points.
I drag. Oh, no, I don't have to. I said, too bad.
You just walk.
I just walk away.
Now, come on. Scary, you coming?
Nah, you go ahead. I'm going to stay on this one.
Oh.
Whoa.
Fine, whatever.
That's right?
Yeah, fine, whatever.
Yeah, fine.
And then all the mirror scaries are like, fine, whatever.
Fine, whatever.
I really have not lost track which one was the real one now.
Can you tell, can you?
Yes.
You can't tell which of us is the real one.
Yes.
You think that everybody who just
looks
has
exactly
a bad
like
attitude
you?
Is like me. But no,
there's nobody like me.
I mean, there's like six of you.
I see a bunch of you right now.
Yeah, I bet you do.
Can I go up and start poking them to see which ones are glass and which one's real?
Yeah.
Okay, I do that.
Yeah, poke this one over there.
I feel like you can pretty easily find out which one is real.
Yeah,
stop poking me.
All right, well, come on. You say you're coming with us, so come.
So you guys want me now?
No.
I just don't want you here. I don't know why. Enemies closer, right? That's the thing. So, like, I need to see what you're doing.
Enemies closer.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Fine.
Is that cool?
Yeah, that's fine.
That's what we are now.
Fine.
Yeah? You're okay with that? That's our relationship status?
I guess.
Fine.
Like, whatever.
That's what it is.
Whatever.
So let's move on.
Okay.
You and me.
That's
enemies till the end.
Yeah. Enemies. Yeah.
Stay in front.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want you to
keep
you go
your hands
first. Yeah.
We can see out.
Go first.
Okay. You go first.
Fine. I will. I go. I'm going.
Okay.
All right. So as you
start walking,
approach the hole to the next realm, you feel a lot of your motivation to do so sort of melting away. And as you drop down, you immediately feel like, I should just fucking take a nap. Just fucking stay here. You see a lot of people napping, a lot of people just fucking lounging.
Taylor
on the couch.
Is napping, in fact.
Yeah. It's really cute, though.
Do we see any actual sloths?
Yeah, there's a bunch of sloths.
Sloths go to hell?
That's sloth. It's one of the saints.
Yeah. Name me one sloth that's been baptized.
Yeah. And they do drugs.
Yeah.
Don't you know? That's all they do. They just eat mushrooms and they get high. That's what
Is there any
do.
Other sin that's named after an animal?
I highly doubt it.
Pride of lions, I guess.
And I would assume that the animal is named after the sin Freddy.
Oh, you know what would be great when they were doing the Bible?
The Bible was like, that animal.
That one. That whatever that's doing,
thing.
That's wrong. Everything this thing is doing is wrong.
By the way, I love that I'm looking this up right now, and then the first sentence that I see on Google is, when Europeans first encountered Slavs, it's fair to say they were not impressed.
Yeah, why would you think of it that way? Like fighting
don't,
an animal?
So you're a Slav. Don't impress me much.
Do something. Maybe. And back then, the seven deadly sins were like important. So like, think about how much they hated that animal.
Slavs are the only animal whose common name is derived from one of the seven deadly sins.
Great.
Can you imagine seeing a lust
bear? Wish we had a sin named Cheetah.
So yeah, you look around, you see
that's
a bunch
the
of
sin of coming too fast.
Hey, everybody, quiet. Taylor's sleeping.
Yeah, Taylor has like those, you know, those little bubbles that come out.
Yeah, out of your nose.
Goramon, or yeah, you know what I'm saying about.
Yeah, yeah.
I so keep popping them before they get too big, so they don't splash on his face.
That's great. So you have a disgusting finger.
Yeah, my finger is really nasty.
And then
Taylor goes.
I would have pegged him for a honk shoe kind of snorer.
Yeah. Apparently, you watch Poirot.
I really want to sleep, but it's hard next to the snoring.
As you're walking through the sloth lair, you see a bunch of sleeping people, a bunch of sloths, a bunch of people just chilling and vegging out. Scary, you see your biological dad manifesting from your brain. He's not really dead. And he goes, oh, hey, you're here.
So are you.
How's it? Did your mom get my...
Okay, guys, let's move on to the next.
I needed some money.
Let's move on to the next.
Do you have any, you're old enough to have a job, right?
Let's move on to the next thing.
All right, so you head to the next level. It's bright green, this level. What could it be? It's a circle of people all looking at the person in front of them going, oh, I wish I was that guy. And that person goes, oh, I wish I was that guy. And I wish I was that guy. Just everybody being super envious of one another.
Guys, hey, that was just the hell version of my dad. Like, my dad's, like, way cooler than that, like, in real life.
What was he like in real life?
Well, like, I don't remember a lot, but, like, I mean, he was just, like, way cooler and, like, would chill and, like, loved me and, like,
That sounds so much better than my dad.
Yeah. He sounds so cool.
Scary. You should be jealous of him.
Yeah, he sounds great.
Roll deception, Scary.
3.
So everybody knows that's not true.
Whatever. I still want your dad, though. I mean, I want a dad as cool as your dad.
Yeah, anybody would.
I mean,
even
though dad you're lying about, I want that.
I'm going to then roll performance to see if me saying, like, yeah, your dad sounds really cool. I wish he was my dad, like, which I'm doing as a bit. Not a bit. Like, I'm trying to, like, just kind of, like, help her through this moment by being nice about it.
Sure.
But we'll see how well I do. 13.
You do okay.
And it's not like I needed it anyway. I didn't need to feel better about it because, like, it's fine.
As you were talking to Scary, you feel a tickle in your mind. And then in front of you, two very buff men holding assault rifles with skull helms on, Elliot Salem and Tyson Rios, appear in front of you.
I can't even hear Frank scream in my ear so loud before you even finish the names. Who?
It's the Army of Two Bros!
The Army of Two Guys!
Everything you've ever wanted to be, the Army of Two Bros. And they go, hey, Taylor. I mean, sorry, hey, Link.
Well, why don't you talk to Taylor first?
Yeah, well, I mean, he just seems like a little bit cool. Like, can join us too if you want to.
God.
My man, Tyson. What's up, baby?
Not much, my man, Taylor.
What?
Does a fucking fist bump and poosh.
Why are you high-fiving him? He's never played.
I know, but he's just got something, you know, just a little something you're missing. I don't know.
You two never lie to each other or anything. You two are just the best friends.
Yeah, and they go back to back, and they just start circling around as they're talking to you, just fucking walking in circles, talking to you with back to back, and they go like, "Yeah, man, we're total bros. We never turn on each other, except for in the third game where one of us apparently does turn on the other."
No, that doesn't count.
That doesn't count.
Count.
No, it's not canon.
Is circling around Link and Taylor, like doing the same thing. He's like, "No, that's not canon." That is.
whether it's a freaking wall or terrorists, like, you guys just solve any problem.
Yeah.
Just the two of you.
I love it when you guys help each other over walls.
I love to boost him, and then he jumps on my hand. It's so good. I feel so tight with my bro. Oh, man, you got like a head, bro. How's that?
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
we got a little army of two right here, actually.
Yeah, well, you're not quite as good as, I mean, you know you're not as cool as this army of two, though. And they somehow, their backs are more together now.
Man.
They've clipped into each other.
Yeah, they've clipped into each other and they are stuck there forever.
The left arm of one guy is just glitching out right now.
Yeah. So roll a wisdom saving throw to see if you can.
I don't know what this has to do with envy exactly, other than I wish I was an army of two.
Yeah, he wants to be them.
6.
All right. So, yeah, you'd give anything right now to be Elliot Salem and Tyson Rios.
Hey,
just
4.
Hey, Link.
Both of you would give anything.
Not again.
I dive at them and I try to take. I was like, that armor's mine now. And I start like pulling. I'm like trying to pull their mask off.
Give me that skull mask.
So Tyson Rios points his gun at you. Goes, stand down, soldier. Stand down. And he gets ready. He's like, don't make me do it. Don't you make me do it. We have more choices in the
helmet right here, asshole. And I charge at him.
Give me that helmet. I need that skull mask.
No!
And we're entering combat.
Here's what we're going to do. Matt, get your keyboard out.
Okay.
Anthony, we're going to do a quick time event. So you shout 6 different letters on the keyboard, and if Matt presses them the right way in Discord, and I don't know, like I don't know how you do this in real life, but okay. Do it.
I'm typing to you.
What you're saying, Will, is instead of doing D&D combat, we're doing a replica of Army of Two QuickTime Event.
True,
combat.
And we're going to do an Army of Two QuickTime Event.
Okay. I'm going to say a word or a letter to you, and you're going to have to type it as quickly as possible. Okay?
Yeah, I got it.
I hereby give custody of my daughter to Anthony Birch. All right, great. You successfully won the combat.
Yes. The most important, I got Army of Two.
You got Army of Two. You have, it's only useful in hell, but you have their armor and their big machine guns now.
Oh, so now Taylor has like one of the coolest
skull helms.
We both have the two of the skull masks.
Then you descend to the next level, which is the hell of saying the B word.
That's right.
What's up, my bitch?
What's up, my bitches?
That's right. Bitch. You all belong here.
Yeah, so they're just the worst of the worst. There's nothing that even comes up from your head. You just know when you've got here that you're just not an ally. You're not
a
good ally.
Scary. I was like, scary. I'm sorry I called you the B word. It wasn't cool.
Yeah.
It was quite uncouth.
I'm sorry for everything that I said. If I had had more time to think about it, I would have said something like way more hurtful.
I fall for it every time.
I just walk past you two with like a 1,000-yard stare, and I come across a little coffee table, and just two gentlemen are sitting there talking, dropping the occasional B word like they do. Abraham Lincoln?
I don't know why.
And I turn
That's
over.
Right.
And I look, I go,
Mary Todd could be something of a B, if you know what I mean.
Link from she Legend of Zelda? You?
Hey! Listen! You bitch!
No, he was annoying, but there's no excuse.
Well, excuse me, Lincoln.
I gotta get out of here.
Andrew Lincoln's down here.
Andrew Lincoln.
Hey, I'm real good at acting. I'm the best Spider-Man, but I was in the worst Spider-Man movies.
Oh, wait, Andrew Garfield. That's Andrew Garfield. Andrew Garfield's there, too.
I'm here, too. Oh, no.
Oh, Andrew Lincoln from The Walking Dead. Oh, it's me, Andrew Lincoln from The Walking Dead. Cole. What a bitch. So, yeah, you jump down through the hole in the B-word zone. And
oh,
you...
Mr. Rogers.
It was just one time.
It's a bitching day in the neighborhood. So you jump down.
We all can be a little bitches sometimes.
That's okay. It's okay to be a little bitch.
Cut this. Remember that one time like Mr. Rogers invited the policewoman on and called her a bitch?
Don't cut that. That's funny.
And A-cap, that's all cops are bitches, right?
All cops are bitches. That's the beauty of A-cap. It can be bastards or bitches. It's inclusive.
All right, where's the anchor? You guys said it was here. We've gone through hell. It was fine. I can't. So it wasn't that bad, actually.
So you leap through the final hole next to the two links. And
wait, there's another hole after the B word.
Yes.
I mean, can I told we, you,
there's
I just
something
glance,
worse than the word bitch.
Can we at least glance into it to see what we're jumping into?
Yeah, if you want to glance into it, sure.
Yeah, I'll glance into
down
it.
Down there, you see a flaming throne. You see two flaming thrones, one of which is empty. The other one of which has a demonic looking presence with a whip and a badge and a confident look on his face.
Mm. Feels like that would have been cooler if we jumped in and then we saw it.
Yeah.
But okay. You see it from a distance safely now. And you can choose what to do.
Hey, Link. Yeah. With these cool Army of Two skull masks on, I feel like we could take on anyone.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I'm feeling pretty bad about all the people down here.
Who gives a shit? They're little bitches.
Hey, Normals, Scary, is it down there? Is that where we're...
Yeah, that's where we're going.
Okay.
Everybody, I just want to say, fuck it, let's go. And I jump in.
I jump in after.
I jump in.
Okay.
Hermie, you're coming, right?
Yeah.
No, he's with all his Batman characters.
Yeah, he's just saying the B word with Joker and Two-Face and every single like random mook enemy in the Arkham City game when you play as Catwoman. And then, yeah, he jumps in after you. You all land in a black void. It's lit only by the flames of the two thrones. And on the throne with somebody in it, you see that person, that demon, raise its head and look at you. And in the voice of Jimmy Wong, he says,
"Oh, my grandson. I thought there'd be more of you, like, body-wise."
Oh, you recognize me under the mask.
Oh, shit.
All our days whisked away, but is there something more to say? You
know that no one knows us better than ourselves. Used to tell myself it'll be alright. Pretty lies let me sleep at night. I know that no one knows me better than myself. And I know I'll get this right. It's just a matter of time till we make it out alive.
Dungeons and Daddies is Matt Arnold as Lincoln Lee Wilson. Anthony Birch is our DM. Will Campos is Normal Oak. Beth May is Scary Marlowe. And myself, Freddie Wong, is Taylor Swift. Our theme song is On My Way by Maxton Waller. Brian Fernandez is our content producer. Ashley Nicolette is our community manager. Esther Ellis is our lead editor. Travis Reeves provides additional editing. Robin Rapp is our transcriber. Special thanks this week to Anthony Landa and Benjamin Reed for providing some items that we used. You can do that, by the way. You can submit things, names, places, items for us to use in the campaign. If you're a Patreon supporter, everyone else, you just gotta sit back and listen as I shout out some of our great Patreon supporters. People like Ryan Beauchart, Michael Michek, Jackie Taylor, Justin Musseau, Zach Linder, Matthew Bonney, Josh Drummond, Garrett Dean, Shannon, Sia234, Goldfish, Rihanna Avery, Matthew Fiddler, Josie Tiffany, Lexi, Wheat, Jesse Phillips, Hector Gonzalez, Kev Tastic, and Ruth Ann Weissman, or Weissman if you're jamming. Supporting us on Patreon, by the way, is the most direct way you can support this show. It's also the most direct way you can get hours of bonus content in video and audio form. If you're ever curious, maybe you're not right now, maybe you don't care, but you might be one day. And if you are, you can head over to dungeonsanddaddies.com/Patreon and you can see all the content that you get when you become a Patreon supporter. Everything from bonus one-shots to our after show to videos. Latest video was a monthly bonus of indeterminate content. I taught everyone how to do pottery because I've been doing a lot of pottery and they tried their best to make bowls. How good did they do? Well, there's only one way to find out. You can support us directly on Patreon at patreon.com/dungeonsanddads. You can join a vibrant Discord community, consume loads of vibrant content, just have a vibrant time overall. Our Twitter is Dungeons and Dads. Our website is dungeonsanddaddies.com. Our subreddit is Dungeons and Daddies. Our store is store.dungeonsanddaddies.com. If you want some merch, that's where you can get it. If you don't care about Patreon, you care about merch. I know you're out there. It's fine. The world has all kinds. Our next episode is coming out February 28th. We appreciate you listening. Thanks so much. We'll see you then.
Sorry, I interrupted you, Scary.
I wasn't going to say anything cool. I was, but I guess I got interrupted by a man.
I'm going straight to the B zone.